Good day, listeners. I hope that you're all doing well today and keeping safe on the roads with the snow that we've been having. Thank you all for your consistent loyal ear and for tuning into CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On today's episode, I chat with Noémie Fortin-Brunet from the municipality of Eastman. Noémie is the coordinator of active transportation, tourism, and heritage for the municipality, and she chatted with CIDI all about Eastman's new active transportation plan. So why don't we get right into today's episode so you can get all the details on this new plan. We hope that you enjoy our conversation with Noémie.
Noémie, I wanted to thank you so much for joining CIDI today to chat all about the municipality of Eastman's unveiling of its new active transportation plan. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So, Noémie, as I mentioned, we're here today to discuss the municipality of Eastman's unveiling of its active transportation plan. I wanted to start off by asking you if you could please maybe just provide some background context for our listeners on this new plan. Why did the municipality put together a plan on active transportation? Is this something that citizens were looking for from the municipality?
Yeah, actually, it started over 2 years ago in 2021. We had a public consultation as we were developing our policy for elders and families. So that was a wide consultation about services and quality of life, and specifically for elderly people and families. All sorts of topics were discussed, but something that came back often and often is the absence of safe transportation for pedestrians and cyclists, especially in the town center on Main Street. And so, for example, we have elderly people that live in a residence on Pine Street, and they're about 250 meters away from the pharmacy from a bird's eye view. But since they're kind of landlocked where they are, they have to walk 550 meters only to get to the pharmacy, and that's walking on the shoulder of a provincial road, so they don't feel safe. So that's the kind of things people were talking to us about. So that's kind of where the idea came from. And then we also have the luxury of having one of our counselors at Eastman. Her name is Lucie Nanteng, and she's a specialist in bike infrastructure. She used to be the director for Vélo Québec, so she has that expertise. And so then came the idea of putting together a committee that she runs, which I'm a part of. And we also have some citizens that are a part of that. We have a doctor, we have an urbanist, our director of public works. So all those people came together to form the committee, and that's when we started putting together the real work of making active transportation more available in the town.
And so how did the transportation plan come together? The committee worked together, of course, to put this together. What process did the municipality carry out to put this plan together and to really understand the needs and what needed to be addressed in the municipality? Did you work with other groups in the area? How did this plan all come together?
Yeah, we did another consultation that was in 2022, and that one was very specifically aimed towards active transportation. So we had many people fill a survey, and we specifically asked strategic people, like people from the school or from the kindergarten, some of our business owners. So we consulted with the strategic people, and we also had a workshop with 30 citizens where we had big maps of the village, and we laid out some ideas. And yeah, so our goal with that consultation was really to see where the opportunities are, what the main problems are. And so we were really happy with the turnout. And then from that survey and workshop, well, we put together the plan. And we also consulted with specific partners like Vélo Québec, Piéton Québec. And so we also had some expertise to rely on to put together the plan.
And so you kind of touched on this at the beginning, but what is the primary goal of the active transportation plan? I know it's to provide people with more opportunities for active transportation, but I didn't know if you wanted to get more specific here and to go into more detail about what you hope to accomplish with the active transportation plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many upsides to having more active transportation. First and foremost, we can obviously think about greenhouse gases and the environment. And that's going to have a real impact on how much gas is being burned in the town. But also things like health, you know, people that walk more have a better physical and mental health. It's really good against isolation and social isolation, because people that walk more tend to see their neighbors more face to face. So So those are all reasons why we wanted to do that. And our goal is mainly to have a higher modal share of active transportation. So a modal share is, you know, for all the trips that are taken by citizens in the village, how many of those are taken by bike or by foot. So we want that portion of transportation to be higher than it is right now. And we're going to put together different strategies so we can actually calculate that. So surveys and actually counting the amount of people walking. And personally, you know, my goal would be to see in 2, 3, 4 years seeing families and elderly people walking on the new sidewalks and you know, to talk to a family and maybe they could tell me, oh, we used to have 2 cars, now we only have 1 because it's so nice to walk or cycle to the village. You know, that's the kind of thing I'm hoping to see.
And from my understanding, when I went over the press release that was sent to me by the municipality, there are 4 core actions in the plan to provide more active transportation options. And I didn't know if you could please highlight some of these areas of action for our listeners who might be curious and what they are exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one is very structural. It's about having an active town center. So our main street, we want to build a sidewalk, and that's going to have a huge impact. We also want safer road measures for the school zone, so we have more kids walking and cycling to school. And now the second core action is about connectivity. So obviously you start from home when you go out to run errands or you go to work. So how can we make sure that the town center is connected to all the different pockets of population in the village? Connectivity is also about being connected to other municipalities and cities like Magog. Yeah. Most of the people in Eastman, if they're not running errands in our town center, then they're going to be going to Magog. So how can we make it so that it's safe and efficient for them to go there? It's a very critical action is safer provincial roads. We have 3 provincial roads going through the village. It's Georges Bonallier, Road 112 and Road 245. So we're working very closely with the Ministry of Transportation to see how we can make those roads safer. What we're talking about here is traffic calming measures. So things like encouraging trucks to not take Road 112, but to take the highway, reducing speeds, widening the curbs, building sidewalks, narrowing the roads, putting together chicanes and things to make the roads narrower so people will slow down. So, we have a series of traffic calming measures we're working together to put together and make those roads safer. And then the last one is a walking and cycling culture in Eastman, which means, for example, have activities with kids, workshops, education, maybe some festive events, just to have a bunch of opportunities for people to learn more about biking and to make it accessible for them. Where we're starting actually in January, we're going to have an event where people can try out fat bikes for free and see what it's like to cycle in the winter.
Oh, that's great. I've always wanted to try that myself. Now, you've kind of already highlighted this, Noemi, in the question that we were just discussing. But I was really curious to learn a little bit more about the strategies or projects or initiatives that the municipality will set in place to help meet these goals outlined in the plan. You provided some great examples there, but I didn't know if there was any other examples that you maybe wanted to highlight that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Yeah, well, I think our strategy is going to be to be really aware of the different opportunities that come our way. Our plan is ambitious and it covers a lot of things. It's going to need time and effort and money. But for example, like Road 112, our main street, the drainage of that road needs to be redone, and we want to build a sidewalk. So we've been having a couple meetings with the Ministry of Transportation to see how those two projects can converge so that we're saving time and money by working together. There's also different financing opportunities. A lot of the financing comes from the provincial government, the Ministry of Transportation, for things like road safety, municipal infrastructure. So we're always keeping an eye out to see, you know, what programs are going to be opening, what kind of money we can get. So it's really about strategy, and we want to take things piece by piece because we won't be able to do things all at once. Mm-hmm. But for example, the Main Street sidewalk, we're trying to make things happen fast. And by fast in the municipal rate, I mean maybe 2 years. So in 2024, we're going to be hiring some engineers to put together some plans. We're going to actively look for some financing opportunities. And if all goes well in 2025, we'll start construction. So it's very ambitious.
Great. And so right now, as of now, this is just a curiosity of mine. I don't get to go to Eastman very often, but your downtown center doesn't have a sidewalk at this moment in time?
It doesn't have a sidewalk. We have a little bit, a very, very short sidewalk in front of a park that's on Main Street. And we do have a sidewalk that's a little bit eccentric. It's closer to the school. And then we've just redone Le Chemin du Lac d'Argent, which is one of the main municipal roads, and it goes along Silver Lake. That road was redone in 2023. We put a sidewalk on that road, and there wasn't one before. Yeah, so that's what we have in terms of sidewalk, but the actual Main Street doesn't have one yet. So the idea is to be able to connect all those different pieces that are existing, and we want people to be able to walk around Silver Lake, which is a great, great, great place. It's a 5-kilometer loop. You've got great views of Mount Orford. So we're really excited about putting together the full sidewalk.
Well, thank you so much, Noemi, for providing all of that information. It's really interesting to see, and I really appreciate all of that information. Please feel free to mention anything else about the plan that you think would be important for our community to be aware of before we sign off. Those are all the questions that I had, but there might be other things that you'd like to mention.
So when we talk about cycling in particular, we often take examples from different places in Europe. And a lot of people will say, oh, well, we can't have that here because we're not the same. It's different. And while that's true, different studies have been done about, you know, how and why people cycle in different places. And the main reasons why people cycle more is not because they have a big cycling culture. It's not because of the weather. It's not even because of hills and topography. The main reason why people cycle more in certain places is because they have safe infrastructure. It's the main reason. And the safe infrastructure can only come from strong political will and action. And I'm very happy to be working for an administration that's working hard towards those goals.
Well, thank you so much again, Noemi, for chatting with us about this. I really appreciate it. And if there's ever anything, any interesting projects or workshops that you think the community would be interested in, please feel free to reach out to me.
Of course, I'll keep you posted. Thank you so much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.